This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
In the beginning, Philip created the water.
The water. The water. Isn't that weird? We built the water. We built a surface of water. But you could see the sparkle of the sunlight off the water.
Was there sound?
We did make the wind. We also did clouds that were really beautiful. And we had trees. We had these wonderful trees where all the trees looked different. And they had little branching structures, and you could move them around, too.
This is very Genesis, I should point out.
Yes. And the evening and the morning was the first day, right?
That's Philip Rosedale. And his Eden isn't in the physical world. It's called Second Life, and it's all online. 2 decades before big tech companies like Facebook went all in on the metaverse, Philip had already built one. A world where you could do anything and be anyone. Where you could live another life.
I think I wanted to see it. I just wanted to see what it would look like.
And I wanted to see it too. If Philip built a metaverse 20 years ago, why aren't we all living in it now? And why are big tech companies spending billions of dollars to try metaverses again? I'm Annie Minoff, and this year I've been spending a lot of time in Second Life, trying to figure out what this place was and what happened to it.
Actually, I should take you just on a little tour of the island.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's go this way.
I learned about how this world was built and met the people who rushed in to explore it.
He was there to have virtual sex with as many people as he possibly could in as many ways he possibly could.
So how much money are you making?
Thousands of dollars.
Thousands?
Thousands of dollars, yeah.
You know, the early players, they weren't in it to play anything. They were all in it for the same reason, just to see what they could make.
And I found out what can go wrong when you try to build a new society on the internet.
Pushing, swearing, people saying offensive things.
There would be tanks and helicopters and machine gun emplacements.
So you were like in Nazi costume in Second Life.
Yeah, I don't actually have any of those beliefs at all, but somebody's got to be the bad guy.
But as I spent more time in this virtual world, I also found a lot of beauty and people who've built whole lives there.
What was the moment where you kind of realized, I really care about this person?
When he got down on one knee and proposed to me in Second Life, it's as real as you make it. It's as real as you want it to be.
From The Journal, listen to How to Build a Metaverse, a story about the digital world we already have and what it can tell us about the one that's coming. Find it in The Journal feed, wherever you get your podcasts, starting September 23rd.